Hello again, racing fans. Thanks for joining me, Rev Ornsworth, as we look ahead to the weekend's racing action here on A Sure Thing. Standalone meetings will be the order of the day. We're concentrating here on Saturday racing on the Highveld at Turfentine. Racing is on the inside track for a 9-race programme, the first of which gets underway at 12 o'clock. I thought there's money to be made on this card. In fact, I was just about to pre-record the meeting prior to any antipodes betting being available, so what you are about to get is my thoughts and sentiments and my reasoning behind the horses I've selected in each one of the races prior to the antipodes betting being made available, because just as we're about to record, I got the message to say antipodes betting is now available, and I've jotted down the principal contenders in each of the races, and we'll touch on that as we work our way through the card. Hopefully you'll be able to use some of my selections, some of your selections. Mine could possibly be the foundation to build on. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing on Saturday afternoon, and hopefully we'll end up in the winner's queue. It's all about structure and putting it together. And if you are going to be putting together your Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entry, that needs to be on 5 minutes prior to the off of race one. Put through your selections and play the bet slip. That's what we'll put you in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. Right, let's get into it. First race, maiden plate for fillies. 9 runners will line up at the 1450 metre mark. Year 4 Stone of Scone is a 2.27 to 1. That one from an opening call of 1.25 to 1. 1 Winds of Grace from 2.5 to 1 has eased out to 3.57 to 1. 3.572, about number 9, Top Shelf Teddy, and 5 to 1 bar those quoted. I'm certainly not siding with the favourite here, even though a case can be made for number 4 Stone of Scone. I think I went for this horse last time out. I'm rather going with Michael Azzi's runner, number 1, Winds of Grace. To me, this horse is a model of consistency. I thought that last run was one full of merit, even though it was reported to have returned fatigued. It did detract all the market support on that occasion and still managed to stay on fourth. Prior to that, reeled in a host of seconds. 2 of those seconds were recorded over this course and distance. From pole position, I do believe 1, Winds of Grace, will have the run of the race. This happens to be Michael Azzi's only runner on the day too, and I make this the horse they all have to beat. So I'm going 1, Winds of Grace, to win the opener, ahead of 2, Duchess of Paloma. For third, I'm going with number 5, Lady Blunt, and fourth, number 7, Delaware River. Second of the day is a maiden plate where 10 runners will line up at the 1450 metre mark. And here you can get 2 to 1 the field, 3, Winchester, and 8, Gonna Catch You. They're both priced up at 2 to 1 in the antipodes market. 9, Taskmaster, 3.57 to 1. 10, Corcola, at 4 to 1. And it's 5 to 1 and upwards, the others. I'm leaning towards number 3, Winchester, as my first choice selection. This one from the stable of Paul Matchett with Calvin Abib on board. Although this horse has certainly been improving with each and every start in its last couple of meetings since being fitted with the compression mask, and I see the compression mask is being fitted again on Saturday. I do think that from third 2 runs ago to second last time out, this time round can go one better and unsaddle in the number 1 box purely because of the improvement it is showing. This is not the strongest of fields that is up against, and this is certainly an opportunity to take the lion's share of the prize money. So I'm going 3, Winchester, to beat number 4, Royal Jacket. For third, I'm going with number 8, Gonna Catch You, and fourth, number 9, Taskmaster. Third race of the day, first leg of the place accumulator. This is a maiden plate where 11 runners will line up at the 1800 metre mark. Having a look at the antipost market, number 6, Green Machine, 1.67 to 1. Number 9, Texas Missile, 4.55. 10, Nothing Compares, at 5 to 1. And number 1, Euphrates, at 5 to 1. I'm certainly going to be siding with the favourite in the third race, because I do think that this horse has the most improvement to come. Would certainly have benefited from having that run under the belt when finishing third first time out. Will enjoy the step up to 1800 metres. With any amount of natural progress to come, I do think is the horse to beat. So I'm going 6, Green Machine, to beat number 10, Nothing Compares. For third, I'm going with 1, Euphrates. And fourth, number 3, It's Now or Never. Fourth race, first leg of the pick 6. This is a merit-rated 80 handicap, where 7 runners will line up at the 1200 metre mark. Having a look at the Antipost market, it's 3.03 to 1. About number 1, it's Personal. 2 Hemisphere at 3.03 to 1. 3.57 to 1, number 5, Red Penny. 7 to 1 and upwards, bar those quoted. Not much to choose in the Antipost betting between the top 3 in the market. I'm siding with number 1, it's Personal. To me, I thought this was one of the better bets on the card. Since fitted with the compression mask, this horse has certainly been producing the finishes. And I do think that that last run after the win was certainly very eye-catching. Despite hanging over the final 300, certainly ran a very good race that was over this course and distance. The cheek pieces really, really have done the trick. And the cheek pieces are being fitted again on Saturday. And that last form line, when finishing second behind Juniper Green, the horse that finished third that day was a horse called Prince of Kildare, who has subsequently come out and frank that form line. Now gets Boozy Yenny on board from Stallgate 4. Should go one better and unsettle in the number 1 box. So I'm going 1, it's Personal, to beat number 3, Super Awesome, 2, Hemisphere, and 6, Palace Revolts. We now move on to race 5. This is leg 1 of Jackpot 1. Merit rated 74 handicap. 8 runners will line up at the 1600 metre mark. Here, number 6, Matchament, opened in the red at 0.72 to 1 and has drifted right out already to 1.52 to 1. Number 3, Dylan's Champ, is at 2.5 to 1. 4, Johnny Drama, is at 4 to 1. 7, Sheets and Goggles, at 5 to 1. And it's 7.14 to 1 and upwards the others. I like 4, Johnny Drama. Also think there's good value to be had at 4 to 1. I thought that was a good post-maiden run when staying on to finish 4th last time out. That was on the stand side track. Laughing William has subsequently come out and franked that form line. He's finished 2nd in his only attempt at this track. The kind of horse that will be coming from off the pace, picking them off one by one, and then doing best work late. So I'm going number 4, Johnny Drama, to beat number 7, Sheets and Goggles. For that, I'm going with number 3, Dylan's Champ. And for 4th, I'm going with number 1, Bloomington. Moving on to race 6, which happens to be leg 1 of Jackpot 2. This is the non-black type LA France Stakes to be run over 2,200 metres. 3.03 to 1 each of 2. 1 United Council, 3 Soldier's Eye. They both quoted at 3.03 to 1. Number 2 Cocomelon is a 3.57 to 1. 4 to 1 number 4, Teo Teriati. 5 to 1 and upwards, bar those quoted. I am siding with one of the joint favourites. I'm going with number 3, Soldier's Eye, as my first choice selection. This horse raced up handy and ran on late in the closing stages when finishing 2nd and only beaten just over a length by the winner. 3 of this horse's 4 wins have come at this track, and I do think with Callan Murray on board, he'll be able to make the difference from the saddle. This horse loves this track. If you look at his record on this course, for 9 runs, 3 wins, 2 seconds and a 3rd, definitely the kind of horse that thrives over this track, and I do think the horse they will have to beat. So I'm going number 3, Soldier's Eye, to beat number 6, Lava Lamp. For 3rd, I'm going 1, United Nation, and number 4, Teo Teriati. Race 7 on the card. This is a graduation plate, a race to be run over 1450 metres. Here we have a scratching. Number 8, Trust Takes No Part. 9 of them will line up at the 1450 metre mark for race 7. Graduation plate, which normally would have said a race for 1 and 2 time winners. But these days we do take into account what the handicap is thinking. And I'm siding with the highest rated runner in this race, and that is number 2, Chronicle King. Currently 3.3 to 1 as your favourite in this race. 6 King Herald is a 3.57. 4.55, 3 Echo Check, and 7 Copper Eagle at 4.55 to 1, and so too number 9, Circumvit, at 4.55 to 1. Chronicle King, I do think, is still on the up, returns from a bit of a break. I do think would have come on with the benefit of that break and certainly would have strengthened up on the time off. Last time out, over race, but stayed on nicely. That was in Grade 1 company in the premiers at Hollywood Beds Greyville towards the end of the 2000 24-25 racing season. finish third on that occasion, and the horse that finished ahead of it in second was a horse called Tin Pan Alley, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line, and I'm waiting patiently to see Jan van Gooyen make his seasonal debut. Probably will be in the not-too-distant future. There's some big feature races coming up on the high veld in the next couple of weeks. I do think back from break, this horse will run very well fresh and take a power of beating. So I'm going 2 Chronicle King to beat number 6 King Harold, 10 Alta Capitana, and Echo Check number 3 for 4th. Moving on to the 8th race, the penultimate on the program. This is a middle stakes where 9 runners will line up at the 1200 meter mark. It's 1.82 to 1 about number 4 Pennsylvania. 6 Roaming Spirit at 3.57 to 1, 7 Fully Loaded at 4.55 to 1, 6.25 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm squarely in the camp of the favourite. I think we'll take a power of beating, and that's number 4 Pennsylvania from the stable of Tony Peter, has got Calvin Abib on board. He's got a few very good chances and very good choice rides on the afternoon, so he may be a jockey that'll be worth following. If one looks at this horse's record over this distance, for 5 runs, 2 wins and 2 seconds, he's a speedy sort. I thought he followed up that last win with a good second last time out when just being beaten by half a length by the winner. I do think from the front, if he kicks away at the right time, could be playing come and catch me if you can tactics in the run to the wire. So I'm going 4 Pennsylvania to beat number 7 Fully Loaded, 2 Silver Tudor and 1 Cosmic Star. 16:48 is the off-time race 9. That is the final event on the program, a merit-weighted 66 handicap where 10 runners will line up at the 1200-meter mark. I was umming and eyeing where to go, 2.5 to 1, about the favourite number 1, Bambonsko. Then number 3, Farla Millions, is at 3.33 to 1. 5, Princess Lola, is at 4 to 1. Number 4, Captain Efficient, 5.55 to 1. 7.14 to 1, and upwards the others. I'm going with number 3, Farla Millions. This horse raced on the heels of the early speed last time out. Finished second, got beaten just over half a length by the winner. If one looks at this horse's form over the distance, for 15 runs, 3 wins, 2 seconds, 3 of his 4 career wins have come over this track. He's likely to go up handy, likely to kick away at the right time and be hard to peg back in the run to the wire. Good to see Maliseli Kachedi retain the ride. I'm going 3 Farla Millions to beat number 4 Captain Efficient. For 3rd I'm going with number 8 Pacific and 4th number 5 Princess Lola. And that takes care of our preview of our race meeting at Tiffentine on Saturday afternoon. Trust you'll find the winners. Till next time, have an enjoyable and profitable day's racing. From Mira Vaughan, cheers for now.